Welcome to the Money, Sex, Business and Awakening podcast. I'm Alex Harvey and I'm a money and personal empowerment coach. My podcast is here to support you to create your financial prosperity, do your purpose work in the world and self-actualize. I am here to share with you what I've learned over the past 10 years that I think every woman should know about accessing your deep power through your sexual life force energy and relationship to money, because it's truly mind-blowing and only taboo to keep you small. I blend together the latest in neuroscience and practical strategies, as well as teachings and principles from ancient traditions such as Tantra, Taoism, and alchemy. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hello, gorgeous, and welcome to this podcast episode. I feel like I've been saying this a lot in the last 12 months, but it has been a hot minute since my last podcast episode. So I'm very excited to be recording this for you, to be in your ears, to be sharing the things that I love to share on this podcast with you. I've had big few months. I'd have to look up when actually the last podcast episode was, but I think it must have been actually at least 2 months ago, but it's been a big few months. I had a live Unlocking Gold course. I was away for a week in Ubud for an Acro festival that was on here in Bali. Acro, if you don't know, is like a partner acrobatics. Acro yoga is a part of it, but it's beyond just acro yoga. It's also just any sort of partner acrobatics. And it's something I got into mid last year and have been absolutely obsessed with. It's like finding this thing that I've been looking for. I just was meant to find. I've had lots of acro on. And then what I actually decided during that acro festival in Ubud. So if you don't know, I live in Bali at the moment, or at least most of the year, and I have been living for the past 18 months in Canggu, which is on the coast. It's a bit more, digital nomad business, gyms kind of focused. And then Ubud is like the spiritual center of Bali. It's not quite in the center of Bali, but I mean, it's sort of at the bottom in the center, I guess you could say. And it's just a completely different vibe here. Completely different things are available here. And I had really not wanted to move to Ubud for quite a while, which probably some people would be surprised to hear, but you know, it's not for this podcast episode for me to go into that. But I decided during that Acro festival that it was time for me to move to Ubud and get a bit of Ubud medicine. So I'm not sure how long I'll be here, but I've just moved to Ubud and then my family came. I just had a week away with my family and now I'm back here. This is my first official work day in my office in Ubud. It's so beautiful. I love it. I just got some new furniture for it delivered this morning. I'm having a big mirror delivered later this week. And so welcome to this first podcast episode recorded in Ubud. I like sharing with you guys where I'm recording the podcast episodes because I think it sort of, you know, there's an energy of a place, right? And so now you've got some Ubud energy coming into your podcast episode. So welcome. What I want to talk about in this episode, I've actually been sitting on doing an episode on this topic for a little while, is timelines. Should you be putting timelines on your manifestations / goals / visions? This is something that comes up from time to time with my clients. It's something that I know I used to grapple with earlier on in my journey of, could say, manifestation of consciously creating what I wanted in my life, having clear vision, having clear goals, implementing practices to bring those things to fruition beyond just the practical steps. Of course, taking practical steps, but maybe, you know, my intention, journaling, any other practices I might have had. And, you know, should I put a timeline on this or not? Like, should I say, is it more powerful? And I think in the beginning, I thought it was, I sort of cast my mind back. Is it more powerful to go, okay, I want this by this date, universe? You know, I want to make $1 million in my business in a year by this date. Or I want to manifest my dream house by this date. I want to manifest my, you know, dream partnership by this date, whatever it is. Is it powerful? Is it supportive? Is it helpful? Is it going to get you further in life to put a timeline on your manifestations, your goals, your vision, same thing? Or is it better not to? Now, I can't think of any specific examples or specific examples aren't coming to mind to me, but I remember that there was at least one, maybe two, maybe three really famous people, you know, that that also share principles of, they could say principles of manifestation that they've used, people such as Jim Carrey, Will Smith, Oprah Winfrey, like mega famous people, you know, that sometimes share things that they did to focus their mind, to visualize, to bring into being this thing that they wanted that, you know, they were not at all born set up for or positioned for, you know, against all odds, like they've created these incredible outcomes. Now, there's a few examples of these people, and maybe when I say it, you're going to think of what they are, but they're just not coming to me, who have shared publicly, they put this timeline on and then it happened in that timeline. No, you know what? I do remember one. It was Jim Carrey, I think. I think Jim Carrey, when he talks about, you know, when he was a nobody driving up to Beverly Hills. Oh, is it Jim Carrey? Oh, I don't know. And like someone wrote themselves a check and they dated the check. Yeah, that's Jim Carrey. Okay, but it's not the Beverly Hills, driving up to Beverly Hills. That also could have been Jim Carrey or Will Smith. I'm not sure. But the check one, right? The check. They wrote themselves a check for X million dollars for acting services rendered and they put a date on the check and then, you know, just fucking crazily, like they... It was either the exact date or the month, you know, they share. I think it's Jim Carrey shares this on an Oprah Winfrey interview. They share, he shares that it was almost the exact amount, if not exact amount, and almost the exact date, if not exact date, that he made and got that much money from Dumb and Dumber. Is that what it's called? Dumber and, you know... I'm horrible at telling the story, but that movie that's really famous that Jim Carrey was in, right? Okay, that's the movie. And so you would hear these things and then that inspires, you know, that inspired in me. If you've heard that before, it probably inspired in you. Oh, I should put a date next to my goals. I should put a date next to my visions. You know, that's going to be more powerful. That's going to tell the universe when I want it. That's like putting my order in properly, you know, so that it comes then and it's guaranteed then. So timeline, is it helpful? Is it not helpful? So here's the thing. And this is, I don't think this was the case in Jim Carrey and his famous story, right? But this is the case for, I'm going to say like 95% of us, 95% of the time, is that when we put a timeline on our manifestations or goals, the thing that we're like, this is what I want to bring into reality in my life, it's usually coming from our ego, right? It's usually coming from our ego. And the thing that matters, the thing that's going to determine is this a supportive thing to do or is this an unsupportive thing to do, is where are you coming from? Where is this coming from within yourself? Like, not what is the thing that you're doing, where is the thing that you're doing coming from? Because that's where you're putting the power. That's where your attention and energy is, right? So most people, most of the time, and I would say like every time in the past I have ever tried to put a timeline on a goal or a vision that I've had, it has come from my ego. where I'm seeking a guarantee, right? I'm seeking, like, I will be happy, everything will be okay if I get this by this date, right? Or, you know, because so often in our manifestation, our ego starts to come into it. Our ego starts to go, great, this is how I'm going to get success. This is how I'm going to get recognition. This is how I'm going to get safety and security. This is how I'm going to get enough money that I never have to worry about money again. Awesome. I want to have it by the time I'm this age, right? And it's coming from this place of seeking a guarantee, seeking certainty that this is actually going to happen, and resolving a sense of incompleteness that you feel about yourself right now, that you feel like you're not really okay right now. The way things are, or this certain condition in your life is not really okay right now. So you want this end result and this vision, and you want it by this date. And then, okay, then I feel relaxed, then I feel good, okay? And when we're coming from that place, we're actually coming from our ego. It's very deceptive. Our ego is very deceptive, you know? And it's very easy to mistake it for being like committed and decisive towards your vision when that's not really where it's coming from. You're setting a timeline to try to get a sense of certainty and security and a guarantee rather than it arising as an authentic knowing within you. So what, you know, from my experience, from my 10 years experience in coaching, and obviously like I am doing and applying all the things I also coach people on, so I have all of my own experience as well. What is obvious to me about the Jim Carrey example was that was an inner knowing. That was not, and I could be wrong on this, but that was not like, let me do something that I think will help me guarantee my success. It was like, no, this is my vision and mission. Like, this is what I'm going for. And, you know, like a channeled thing of writing down the check, writing down a date. You know, I would like think it would be so interesting to know how many people have listened to that snippet from that interview and done the exact same thing. And my assumption actually would be that no one had that same experience from, oh, Jim Carrey wrote himself a check and for what he the work he did in exchange for the check and the date, you know, so many people would have done that. So many. And I just bet you that either 100% or 99% of those people did not get that money on that date. And, or like for whatever reason they put down on the check, because that's just like, that's not how manifestation works. You don't just write down, this is what I want, you know, and then like put a date, disregard it, and it just happens. I mean, if you had no resistance toward the thing and you like, and that thing came from such a pure place in you of that this was a really true, you know, purpose, vision, mission, and you just wrote that down as something so pure, then yeah, it would. I think it would. Like going by the principles that I use in alchemy, the principles that, you know, the metaphysical principles of consciousness and how consciousness works. Yes, it would actually come to fruition. But there's more forces at play than that. There's more forces at play than just your heart and what you would love. And when you're writing down and identifying your vision and goal, there's more forces at play as well. And very often, you know, what we're identifying we want is either coming from our ego or corrupted by our ego. And usually when we put a timeline on things, it's being corrupted by our ego. So I'm not saying in all instances, at all times, but I would say most of the time, That is absolutely the case. And when I, you know, when I'm coaching people and I've got coaching clients, you know, and they're getting all like fucked up about something because they put this, they wanted it to happen by this date. They wanted their business to be earning this much money by this date. That's a really common one, I come across. And that's actually, you know, one that I used to always set these things like that. And I think when I used to do that, it never happened. Like, I want to be earning this much by this date. But usually whatever it is they've come up with and the timeline they've put on it is from the ego, not, you know, not like, it's not just an authentic thing that has come of like, oh, it's just authentic and obvious that I'll be earning it by this date. And if it was authentic, it wouldn't matter or not whether it happened by that date. It's only your ego that believes it must happen a certain way. Because to your heart, it doesn't matter. To your heart, time, and when I'm saying heart, I mean like your like authentic self that has the desire for the end results, the vision you want to create in your life, your purpose, not your ego, which is just trying to fulfill your survival needs and resolve your sense of incompleteness. It's the nature of your ego to feel incomplete. That is nature of ego, you know, and that's taught through all basically philosophies around ego. And when I heard Eckhart Tolle put it in exactly that way, I was like, yeah, okay, now I see that this agreement. The nature of your ego is to feel incomplete. The nature of your true self or your soul or your heart is to feel whole. It's wholeness, it's completeness. And your ego, where you are right now, feels like not enough, not okay, not safe, whatever. In your heart, you are whole and complete right now. There is absolutely nothing that needs to change in your external environment for you to be whole and complete because you are whole and complete, right? So to your heart, time doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if your business reaches 100K, 500K, $1 million in 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years. It doesn't matter because it's the end result. It's the journey to the end result as well, but it's what it's about, what you're doing that you're connected to, not that it needs to happen in a certain time frame. That's like needing to happen in a certain time frame is coming from your ego. You know, and as I've matured in this work, and spirituality and coaching, I've realized that, you know, it's about the things you really want to create in life. It's about being in it for the long run, like being in it for the thing itself, not when it's going to happen, when you believe it needs to happen by, but the thing itself. You know, I remember it was quite a while ago now, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, I remember having this switch, you know, in the first couple of years of my business, I was so focused on trying to get immediate success, thinking I should have immediate success, thinking, you know, that I wanted my business to be making this much money in this much time. And that was really a predominant focus of mine early on. And it only kind of fucked with me as those things didn't happen on those timelines I was setting. And those timelines I was setting were actually very inauthentic and I'm hesitant to use the word unrealistic because I don't think you have to be realistic in life, but you do have to be sort of realistic sometimes when it comes to time frames. It's not a very helpful thing to say because it's also not true. But you do have to appreciate. You do have to appreciate the natural laws. You do have to appreciate that there's a difference between where you are now and the end result that you want to be in. And the bigger the difference, you got to appreciate that gap, right? And so if that gap isn't bridged immediately, that you don't go and make a meaning about it. That's what I really mean. And, you know, and I remember like reaching this point as these things sort of weren't working out for me in the timelines I was setting for myself. I remember someone saying, like, what if you knew that the end result you were going for, what you ultimately wanted, where you ultimately wanted to get to, you know, if you knew that was inevitable, how would you come at it now? Like, what would that mean about now? And I remember, you know, in as sort of my ego had been broken down a bit by not just like magically like growing, really rapidly growing financially a business in however long, like 1 year, 2 years, something stupid. I remember, you know, as I've sort of been broken down from that, this person saying this, I think it might have been Marie Folio somewhere in some context. And I sat with that and I was like, okay, ultimately, like if I, you know, if it's inevitable that I reach the level of sharing my message, writing books, being a leader, having an impact on people, you know, expressing myself and sharing myself to the level that I desire to, and you know, fulfilling on this aspect of my purpose that just feels so true to me. If I knew that was inevitable, like what, how would that change things for now? And I remember being like, do you know what? It just doesn't fucking matter. Like, if I knew that's inevitable, why would I be upset about anything that's playing out now? Why would I give a fuck if my business made $100,000 this year or not? Like, what? Like, that just, that only matters if I'm afraid that's not going to happen. That only matters if I'm afraid, you know, that this is not going to be true, and therefore I need to place conditions on it to try to get guarantees and try to get certainty, you know? And so from that moment, I really recognized that for me to put timelines on the things that I was creating was a load of shit. It was a load of shit. It was coming from my ego. It wasn't coming from anything true within me. And if it was coming from something true within me, and I am, you know, I am like applying myself to staying on my true track in life, then I don't have to put a timeline on it because it will happen at the right time anyway. You know, it's like, what's the purpose in putting the timeline on it? The purpose in putting the timeline on it is that you're afraid it's not going to happen. You know, you're afraid that if you don't like hold on, have a tight grip, it like try to like force this into being, it's not going to happen. And that was my experience of it. If you have an experience where timelines are always helpful for you, you know, you can disregard what I'm saying, but I'm saying this because I know this is going to be helpful for a lot of people, because whenever I go through this with my coaching clients, they find it so helpful, so helpful. And, you know, when I'm talking about these timelines here, I'm talking about like, you know, your bigger manifestations, your bigger goals, your bigger visions, the thing, something that's like a stretch from where you are. You don't know how really quite you're going to bring it into being at this stage, or, you know, or like you've got no idea at all because it's just, you know, it's so big compared to where you are right now. I'm not talking about projects, right? I think it's very helpful to use timelines on projects. Absolutely so helpful. Like if you've got a project to write a book, you've got a project to put together a course, you've got a project to do a launch, your project managing, or like your whole schedule of things that you're getting out this year in your business, totally put timelines on those things, you know, because it's more of task timelines, right? And, you know, when you do put timelines that supports you to follow through on all of those things, right? But I'm talking more about reaching a certain income level in your business. And it's also not to say don't have an intention. Don't have an intention, don't have a target. So especially, you know, so say for your business, it also really depends on your stage of business and like how much momentum you already have going towards that end result or not, of how helpful targets are going to be or intentions. But there is nothing wrong with targets and intentions. So, you know, you might have an intention like, cool, I want to build my business to, let's just say, for example, $100,000, in the next 12 months. Right. So now that kind of gives me a bit of a focal point that I can build things back from and go like, okay, here's what would be required. Right. Here's where the problem comes in when you've turned it into a condition and, you know, and it maybe wasn't something that you had like heaps of momentum going for you, you know, when you did that, is that when you don't hit the target, you don't hit the manifestation or the end result in the time frame, or you're getting closer to the end of that time frame and you're like, you're just like, no fucking way, don't see how it's going to happen. That's when you start to get really fucked up about it. Because you start to make it mean something about you, or you start to make it mean something about the possibility of your end result. And then you go down a whole rabbit hole that you didn't need to go down. It becomes a complete distraction. You start questioning yourself. You start questioning the end result. You start questioning if you can do it. You start questioning, is there something wrong? And then you just get completely fucking sidetracked rather than just continuing on the path towards your end result. So that's where, you know, the timeline starts to really fuck you when you make it a condition. Rather than like, yes, set an intention, set a target. Cool. Like maybe you're going to set some wildly, wildly unrealistic targets because of what you actually really need to learn and go through in order to reach that end result. So say you're starting, just as an example, like a business from scratch and you're like, yeah, I want to make $100,000 in my first year. I mean, maybe 0.01% of people are going to make $100,000 in the first year if they're starting a business from scratch and they don't already have industry experience or credibility in that area. And, you know, it depends on the business type as well. And, you know, and you set that target and then let's say you've made $10,000 in the first year, right? You're getting towards that line where you had set the target of 100,000, you only made 10. So you get fucked when you start to feel bad about yourself, feel like you failed, it means something about you, you're not good enough, you didn't do a good enough job, you're never going to get there, it's not possible. So it's all that making meaning out of it, getting totally diverted and distracted and deflated and demoralized and eroding your self-belief when it just like, it's just like, okay, cool. Now I've gathered more information and that target just didn't happen in the timeline that I expected back, you know, a year ago. Cool. My target is still to grow my business to $100,000 a year. But like, if it didn't happen in the timeline I set, that doesn't matter. You know, I just keep moving towards it. And maybe you set a new intention. You know, maybe that intention is adjusted based on what you just learned from the past year. Like, okay, cool. Maybe my intention for the next year is like this much of my target. So you can adjust without having it derail you, because the biggest problem with putting timelines on your manifestations and goals is when it derails you, when you realize you're not going to meet it or you don't meet it, you know, or like, you know, that can actually even go down to like, if you set a goal for a launch of how much money you're going to make and say you make a tenth of the goal that you set, which has happened to me before. I remember setting a goal once. It was just so, It was so wildly unrealistic in the time frame that I was going for based on where I was, you know. And that's the problem with a lot of manifestation work as well, is like it doesn't take into full consideration or fully appreciate where am I now. And yes, magic can always happen, but momentum is a thing. And if you don't have where you are now doesn't have any momentum going towards your end result, or much momentum going towards your end result, it is sort of setting yourself up for failure to set wild, crazy goals. For example, this time I set a goal for a launch. It was like my second launch for $50,000. And I thought, and I had never done a launch the way I was doing it either. So whenever you're doing something for the first time, it's also usually unhelpful to set some big, wild, crazy ass goal, even though like everyone online is telling you to do so. I actually had a coach once, and I thought this was really interesting and helpful, actually. Not to say it needs to be applied in all situations, but I thought it was actually very helpful, that told me whenever you're doing something for the first time, don't set a, like, it was essentially that, like, don't set a goal for it, which, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not saying like, oh, that's something you should do all the time, but I actually thought it was very helpful advice. Like if you're launching a new product, a new thing in your business, something, you're just doing something you've never done before, like you can have a positive expectation, but don't sort of have a way that you think it needs to go and then you feel disappointed and like a failure against that. Like you need to do something the first time to start gathering information, to start seeing like, okay, how does this go? Where do I stand? You know, I think, you know, it's totally fine to set an intention, but hold whatever goal or end result you're going for very lightly if it's something you've never done before. It's helpful. It's this one hand of like helpful to have a focal point, but also can be unhelpful when you then start measuring yourself against it and feeling fucked up that it's not happening. So we're sort of diverting a little bit from timeline to like specific goals, but yeah, I don't know if I had fully wrapped up the launch bit. You know, I had this goal of $50,000. I think I made $15,000, which actually, in hindsight, that was a good end result for me. Like that was completely appropriate for the amount of momentum that I had. And, you know, I should have just, you know, joyfully celebrated that and then go, okay, cool. Like what's next from here? How do I build on this? How do I go further with this? Rather than I don't think I was fucked up about it for super long or anything, but like, you know, having whatever feelings of failure as I was going through the process, realizing I was going to get nowhere near what my goal was. So this hasn't been like my most sort of methodical podcast episode where I really sort of step you through something in a very kind of linear flowing fashion. Been a bit more of a discussion on putting timelines on your manifestations and goals. But I hope that some of the things that I've shared have sparked like the resonance in you that's going to be helpful to you. Like if, you know, if any of the examples I've shared, if any of the things I've sort of gone through in terms of, you know, is it coming from your ego? Is it coming from your heart? Like if you knew the end result was inevitable, would you put a timeline on it? Like, would you even care? You know, and that's not to say you wouldn't have a preference, right? But it's like, does it need to be a condition? Because when we put conditions on our end results, we start fucking ourselves. You know, like the best thing we can always do for our end results, our bigger manifestations, is just to be in the end result of it and choose that we can have it, and not like, you know, it works kind of two ways. Like, not try to put a really tight timeline on it in order to resolve the sense of incompleteness that we feel right now or have some kind of guarantee or certainty, but also not to put a timeline on it that is like further away than it needs to be, because the thing is, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So you might, you know, in putting a goal on something to be, or, you know, a thing is going to happen 2 years away, it might not need to happen 2 years away. You know, it could happen much earlier. And time can just be something that we actually use to separate ourselves from our end results. And if we if you could just be in the not knowing, and that's the trickiest part. If you could just be, or the most tension-inducing part, maybe I should say, if you can just be in the not knowing and like, you know, but the choosing, I choose this, I am holding out for this, I am going for this, I am aiming for this, this is what I choose to have in my life and create in my life, and hold the vulnerability that it might not happen, it may never happen, but you're in the positive expectation that it will, and then hold the not knowing of when, but the full choosing of it. That's actually what's going to have you energetically, vibrationally, emotionally, mentally, most aligned with your end result, is to just go, yep, I choose this and I'm going for this. And I don't need to, like, you don't need to try to plan and put it out here. And again, this is not for like projects. This is for, you know, big visions, manifestations, goals. You don't need to push it further out. You don't need to try to artificially make it some really soon date to try to have that sense of security and certainty, that you can just be in the full choosing of it. That's you know, most typically going to be your most powerful place with it. So that's what I want to offer you in this episode around timelines. I would absolutely love to hear from you if this has resonated, if you found this helpful, if this has sparked any insight for you in your own journey, your own relationship to manifesting, to creating in your life. And so send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. My Instagram handle is @alexh.co. Or if you loved this episode, you can share it to your stories or share it with a friend and share whatever that insight is, to help get this out there to more people. And if you share it on Instagram, you can tag me @alexh.co. And actually what flows on really well from this podcast is a new free resource that I have just created. I'm really excited about it. I had the download for it at the start of this year, and I've just finished having it all set up for you guys, and it's called the Ego Slayer Cheat Sheet. So this is a cheat sheet that I have put together of 7 hacks that you can apply in 60 seconds or less to neutralize your resistance and fear so that you can be in your power and follow through on what it is that you're creating in your life. So it's to cut through resistance, it's to cut through, you know, feeling small, contraction, all of that kind of thing. And these are, I'm really excited about this because these are things that I use all the time and I'm using with my clients all the time. And something that's so interesting about the work that I teach, which, you know, is very much founded on alchemy, is that these shifts can be immediate. You don't have to, like, sometimes it's necessary, but usually it's not. You don't have to do a process for an hour, for weeks, for a month. Like, you can do these, you can apply these 7 hacks that I've put together to have an immediate shift in your consciousness, an immediate shift that takes you out of resistance, fear or self-sabotage and puts you in your inspiration, your creativity, and your power and feeling compelled to move forward and take action on what you love, on your manifestations, on your goals, on your dreams, on your visions. So I've finally put together this cheat sheet. It's like one of my favorite things that I have created recently. It's so good. And I've got a cheat sheet of what the 7 hacks are. And then there's also a page explaining each of them and how to apply them, roughly how they work. And you also get some really cool phone backgrounds that are going to remind you and prompt you to use these in your daily life. So if you would love to get the Ego Slayer cheat sheet, you can now get it on my website. If you head over to themodernwoman.academy/egoslayer, all one word, and I'm also going to put the link in the episode description so that you can get it there as well. All right, I'm sending you so much love, gorgeous, and I will see you in the next episode.